All right, update on our injury report. Did not participate today. Ty Warren, Demaryius Thomas, Marcus Thomas, DJ Williams, Champ Bailey, Elvis Dumervil, Noshawn Marino, Brandon Lloyd. I think everybody knows their body part report.
Sure, that's it?
Yeah, that filled up my sheet. Any questions?
How concerned? I mean, those are a lot of big names, a lot of starters. How concerned are you about many guys out at the same time?
Well, I've said it many times, and we'll continue to say it. It's next man up. You know, it's no excuses, no explanation, just find solutions, and our solution is next man up.
With that next man up, you realize sometimes there's a drop-off from the starter to the guys backing them up. Is that a concern?
Well, it all is, you know, but I learned a long time ago in this business, nobody comes rescues you. So, you know, we'll prepare just as hard as we have in the past and hopefully a little bit better. And see how it goes against Cincinnati.
Are you optimistic any of those guys will be able to go?
You know, we're day to day. You know, anytime you have, muscle strains, it's day to day. And, you know, I don't want to rush anybody out there. It's a double-edged sword in the sense that, you know, you get a guy re-injured, he gets a setback. So when they clear medically, they'll practice.
Injuries happen, but I mean, have you ever had a list this long in week two of the regular season?
It's one of the higher numbers. I've you know, been doing this long enough to where I was through five quarterbacks, so knock on wood. But, you know, it's part of the game and you deal with it.
Coach, now that some of the hubbub regarding Tebow has resurfaced, do you think there's any extra pressure on Kyle Orton at this point?
Well, there's pressure on all of us. I mean, it's what we do, it's what we sign up for. I've said it many times is, you know, the head coach and the quarterback get probably more of the blame or more of the credit. And, everybody in that room understands that and they'll deal with it and they have in the past and they will going forward.
Is that criticism on Kyle? I mean, he's gotten a lot of it these last couple of days. Is it fair for him for that one game or?
Well, you know, life's not fair, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he'll bounce back. I have all the confidence in the world in him and, he did a lot of good things Monday night as well. So we've got some things we can correct, and we'll do that.
Can you look at the film where some of those drops, are there any excuses for those?
No. I tell our guys all the time, if you haven't dropped one, you haven't played. Just like on defense, if you haven't been beat, you haven't played. So, I have a lot of respect for what these guys do because they're out there. You know, the critics are out there.
There's a report that Andy Dalton has maybe a wrist injury and maybe Gronkowski. Does that affect preparation at all?
Well, I think, he played a lot last week against Cleveland. So, and he's played in this league and he's had success. So, we'll concern ourselves more with our preparation right now and we'll figure out that as it goes in the week.
You talked about the other night, kind of just, 1.5 per carry, you weren't going to sit there and stick with it. But how important is it this week to kind of reestablish what we talked about all summer with the physical run game?
Well, like a lot of first games, particularly with new staff, lack of execution was involved, in a lot of phases of our game. And, that's what you try to do. You try to get better. You know, if you get a bad start, doesn't mean you're going to have a bad race. But, there gives you something on tape, and, we'll correct it. And the running game was part of that.
John, would you play Dumervil in that kind of pass rush role again?
We'll evaluate him where he goes, as far as medically. I don't like taking guys into a game that I have a pretty good idea they're ailing just because once you turn in that inactive list, you can't go back. And so, keeping guys fresh is all part of, the wave of defensive linemen you play. And, that was a factor Monday night, and particularly that it was our first 60-minute game for the starters. So we'll kind of play that by ear day to day as we move forward.
Given Noshawn's on that list, do you think Willis McGahee is ready for a heavy workload if need be?
Well, we'll more than likely have three backs active. Who they'll be yet, I can't answer, but I'm sure he'll carry some of the load or most of the load if that were to be the case, and that's an if.
John, will you return to be affected by that rash of injuries?
I think everything's affected. It's just the next guy to come up, and then you try to keep him fresh, and we have a way of doing that, and we'll proceed with that this week, based on who we have.
Excuse me if you've been asked about this already, but what is the role of Tim Tebow for this team at this point in the season?
He's a backup quarterback. I think that's been fairly well documented.